America has borne some of the greatest men the world has ever known. Not mystic giants or charging knights, just flesh, blood, and bone. Great artists, inventors, and scholars. Tycoons, builders, and statesmen. But far and away, above everything else, America is known for her brave men. Now imagine, if you can, for a moment, a rocket so enormous in size that a man standing at the base of it can't find the top with his eyes. A graceful bird of smoke and flame poised on a sandy dune, built to redeem the world's oldest dream of sending a man to the moon. But who would take that dangerous step, aware that it may be his last, attempting to fly this mighty machine and fulfill that dream with one blast? Oh, it could be done with captives, or with animals as simple as cavemen. But for men born free to volunteer, I suggest to you these are brave men. Shepard, Glenn, Sherrod, and the others all laid their lives on the line. Carpenter, Chaffee, Grissom, and White put theirs where I'm not sure I'd put mine. These men were intelligent and worthy. They worked very hard day and night. Their efforts resulted in victory. As you know, Gemini and Mercury went right. Then came the Apollo program, America's most ambitious try, where safe on the ground, the last place you'd dream, three spacemen were destined to die. Yes, their dream of reaching the heavens ended on Earth for these spacemen. But they knew very well the danger of death. Grissom, Chaffee, and White were all brave men, so they paid with their lives the price to make yours and mine better, knowing full well the ultimate hell of the danger right down to the letter. Now I don't know to where they have gone, or if or not they were saved men, but I do know, by the standards of Earth, that these were the bravest of brave men.